time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 60. Tonight, clear with a low of 35. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Fairfield's participation in the Mapping the Future of Your Community program begins tonight. The program, through the Illinois Institute for Rural Affairs at Western Illinois University, aims to involve community participants in a planning process to create a long-range vision for the city's future and a plan to achieve it. The first of a series of 5 3-hour sessions will be held at 5:30 in the Elks Club dining room. Future sessions are planned for the 24th and November 7th, 14th, and 21st. After the final mapping session, there will be a townwide meeting to share ideas and projects and invite community participation. The meetings are open to the public. More news next.
Hi folks, this is Sandy at Gill Sales. Have I got great news for you. Speed Queen has continued their 10-year parts and labor warranties on all laundry products through the end of 2019. That means full parts and labor coverage through 2029. What more could you ask for? Where else can you get that kind of coverage at no extra cost? If your old washer or dryer is on its last leg, come see us at Gill Sales and Service, 1605 West Main in Fairfield. Congratulations, Mules, for a great season. Go Mules!
Why should we eat dinner together more often? Dinner is a time to relax, recharge, laugh, tell stories, and catch up on the day's ups and downs while developing a sense of who we are as a family. That's what Cisney Key Market prides itself on, providing a home-like environment and a great meal while allowing families to spend the time together they deserve with no worries. Stop by your hometown grocery connection, Cisney Key Market, today on the square in Cisney, where dinner and family go hand in hand.
Hi, this is Megan Berg with People's National Bank. Do you shop on multiple online websites? Are you tired of having to enter your card number and address for every online purchase? People's National Bank has a solution for you. Visa Checkout allows you to safely shop multiple websites and have multiple shipping addresses with just one username and password. It's simple, speedy, and a safe way to pay online. People's National Bank, member FDIC.
In other news, Wayne County Crime Stoppers is offering a reward for information leading to the arrest of the person or persons who recently entered a garage belonging to Jerry Horn. A Big Dog 60-inch deck lawnmower was reported stolen, along with a number of Snap-on tools, a trailer, and a small go-kart. Anyone with information on the incident should call or text Crime Stoppers at 842-9777. Why Fairfield will hold a free viewing of Scream at the Fairfield Public Golf Course this Saturday. The venue will open at 7 p.m., and the movie will begin at 8. People must be at least 18 years old to attend, and they will need to bring their own seating. Beverages and popcorn will be available for purchase. The event is sponsored by Hashtag No Tan Lines, Vaughn Automotive, Troyer Electric, Morton Buildings, and Precision Eye Care. Wayne City Matters will sponsor a salute to veterans on Saturday, November 9th, at the Church of the Harvest building just outside of the village. The day will begin with a free breakfast for veterans, provided by the Wayne City FFA. Drive-by pickup for smoked Boston butts and buns will take place from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the church parking lot, and pre-order forms will be available to ensure orders. Anyone looking for a form can call Randall Shively at 231-3281 or Angie Hedden at 599-4522. The cost is $35 for the public and $30 for veterans. From 11 to 1, a barbecue lunch will be served, with the cost by donation. From 5 to 7, a barbecue dinner will be served, along with live music, a color guard, and a bagpipe performance for entertainment. All proceeds from the event will go to Wayne City Matters in its efforts to provide community activities for the village. Governor J.B. Pritzker and First Lady M.K. Pritzker reported $6.2 million in income last year and paid $216,000 in state taxes. The couple released partial federal and state income tax returns earlier this week. Their state tax was based on an adjusted gross income of $4.4 million, and they received a federal tax refund of $400,000 applied to future taxes. Pritzker's campaign says 2018 income came from investments and trusts, which are required to make annual distributions. It says trusts benefiting Pritzker paid another $5.3 million in Illinois taxes and $29 million in federal taxes. The trusts' returns were not released. Itemized deductions, including charitable contributions, totaled $477,000. The Holiday Craft and Flea Market, sponsored by the Wayne County Fair, is fast approaching. Marty Garner, executive director of the Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce, says the market will take place on November 2nd.
Saturday, November the 2nd, okay. At the Floral Hall. It's the Holiday Craft and Flea Market. I don't know if people realize that. That's actually a fairground activity. Yep. Now, I didn't know that until last year. I just thought it was rented by a group of crafters, and the proceeds of this go to the fairgrounds, or the fair board.
Appearing on the Community Connection this week, Garner also said that Business After Hours, a networking opportunity for business owners and employees, will come back to Fairfield early next month.
Business After Hours are going to have our first one in a very long time. That's going to be Tuesday, November the 5th. We're going to hold it at the chamber from 5 to 7. Well, what we are going to do as far as the chamber part of it, we have spoken with a man by the name of Mike Beard. He is the executive director of Mount Vernon, Illinois Chamber, Jefferson County. Great guy. Came and spoke to our board, and he encouraged that we start this back. So it's a camaraderie fellowship of merchant owners and business owners and even their employees.
In other chamber business, Garner says Mrs. Claus will be at the chamber office the Sunday before Thanksgiving from 1 to 5, and many stores will open from noon to 5 that day as well. Sisney FFA senior Bailey Lewis finished as the first place contestant in the Section 23 Varsity Job Interview Leadership Development event held last week at Wabash Valley College. Sophomore Kevin Hyder placed 6th in the JV division. 20 students representing 11 schools participated. Resumes and cover letters were turned in at registration, and a job application, interview, and thank you letter were completed on site. Lewis will advance to District 5 competition next month. The Illinois Eastern Community College Board of Trustees met Tuesday night at Wabash Valley College and certified the district's tentative levies for the fiscal year ending June 30, 2020. A resolution was adopted to provide a public hearing for the estimated tax levy to be certified in 2019 and payable in 2020. That hearing will be held at Frontier Community College on November 19th at 7 p.m. The estimated tax levy totals over $7.25 million. In other matters, the board approved a bid from Score Vision for a gymnasium video board at Wabash Valley College. It also approved an agreement with Wadi Head Start for the Wabash Valley Small World Daycare Center. In personnel business, the board ratified the resignation of Lou Carl, who recently began working at FNB. It also approved the employment of Heather Gertsch as office assistant at FCC, beginning yesterday. A change in status was approved for Lauren Salisbury. She was named administrative assistant to the president at Olney Central College, effective November 4th, after serving as an administrative assistant at HR in the district office. The Fairfield Community High School Board of Education is scheduled to meet tonight at 6 in the school study hall. Board members have a light agenda on hand, as most of the meeting's scheduled business concerns routine matters. The board is expected to approve moving next month's meeting to Monday, November 18th at 6 p.m., and it will hold the first reading for several board policies. Discussion on the FY19 audit is also possible. The board is then expected to enter executive session for the consideration of hiring an assistant boys basketball coach, and action on the consideration is possible upon its return to open session. The consideration comes after Scott Foster resigned as freshman basketball coach last month. Anyone wishing to attend the meeting should enter the school through door number 2 at the North Breezeway. 37-year-old Carmi resident Charles E. Pugh was arrested Tuesday morning on a charge of distribution of child pornography. Carmi Police and an Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force executed a search warrant at his apartment after a lengthy investigation. Numerous electronic items were taken into evidence for processing. The investigation in the case is ongoing, and Pugh was booked in the White County Jail without incident. Despite cold temperatures last night, DTN Chief Agriculture Meteorologist Bryce Anderson says the first hard freeze likely won't take place until later this month, or even early November.
The cold air has been kind of focused over the northwestern part of the Corn Belt from east-central Iowa, northwest, and then west and southwest is where we saw that chill over the past weekend. And you get from the Mississippi Valley on east, and it still has been hard to really kill things off. And I think that's allowed crops to get along a little bit better and at least have a growing season that offers some type of semi-decent yield potential. I'm not going to say that everything has been completely cured by this, but I think back to the Farm Progress Show at the end of August in Decatur. There was a lot of concern about even an average first freeze, leading to some real short crops, and I think we've avoided that. So that's all to the good in terms of yield potential and for crop conditions, to allow crops to maybe dry down a little bit too. The air pattern is going to stay generally in a southwesterly flow over the state of Illinois on into the next week to 10 days. And, by that time, here we are looking at the last 5 or 6 days of the month of October. And with that type of a trend, it wouldn't be very much longer before we'd be in the 1st of November, and so that certainly is a possibility.
The current forecast calls for low temperatures in the 40s or 50s over the weekend. Governor J.B. Pritzker is urging lawmakers to pass a bill that would lower the cost of insulin in Illinois. Kim Howard reports.
Supporters say some people with diabetes are having to forgo their medication because insulin has become so expensive. Governor Pritzker says this proposal would limit the price to $100 in out-of-pocket costs for a one-month supply.
This measure will cap costs at significantly below the $500 to $900 payments many Illinoisans currently face every month. I'm asking the General Assembly to join us and to pass this bill in the veto session, making Illinois the third state in the nation to formally put patients first on this issue.
More than a million adults have diabetes in Illinois. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
The Illinois State Police Force is changing its policies to draw in more potential hires. Starting next year, people will no longer need a bachelor's degree to apply to be a state trooper. Applicants will only need an associate's degree or 60 credit hours of coursework. The education requirements are being lowered so that more people will be able to apply, as there is a shortage of state police in Illinois. The state has under 1,800 troopers this year. In 2009, that number was above 2,100. University of Illinois Springfield political science professor Ryan Williams believes the move will open doors to lower-income applicants. He does say there are some areas where a bachelor's degree could help, but he doesn't believe the lowered requirements will make a big difference in everyday ISP work. ISP officials said they also offer tuition reimbursements for troopers that want to go back to college after they have been hired. The ISP is actively recruiting for its 2020 state trooper class. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Swing by the Fairfield Save-A-Lot and take advantage of these great deals. Red Delicious or Paula Red Apples, $1.99 in a 3-pound bag. 10-pound russet or Idaho potatoes, $3.99. Baby carrots or fresh celery, 99 cents each. And broccoli crowns, $1.69 in a 1-pound bag. Prices are good through Saturday. Good food, great people, great prices at your Fairfield Save-A-Lot store on West Main.
Farming. It's genetics, what you're made of. It's agronomy, local knowledge and having the tools to put the right product in the right place. It's service, built on trust, grit, and determination. Because what it takes to make the best product is a lot like what it takes to make a farmer. Golden Harvest, rooted in genetics, agronomy, and service.
Grow with Golden Harvest Seed through the Golden Advantage Program. 0% interest on extended terms. Contact your seed advisor today.
Make plans to join your Frontier Bobcats at the third annual Monster Mash Charity Game on Tuesday, October 29th. Beginning at 5:30, Frontier's baseball and softball teams will battle each other in a spooky slow-pitch showdown complete with crazy costumes. Admission is $3 and concessions will be available. All proceeds from the evening will benefit the Scranton Memorial Fund.
Baseball, good.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 56. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow is at 27,014, up 12. The NASDAQ is at 8,148, up 24. November crude oil is at $53.12, that is down 24 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 66-year-old Browns resident Norma C. Mark died at 9:27 p.m. on Wednesday at Aperion Care in Fairfield. She was retired from Champion Laboratories. Norma Mark is survived by her husband, Tom, son Stephen of Browns, one grandson, brothers Larry Young and Earl Young of Fairfield, and David Young of Rolla, Missouri, sisters-in-law Maxie Young and Ruth Ann Young of Fairfield, one aunt, and several nieces, nephews, cousins, great-nieces, and great-nephews. Funeral services for Norma Mark will be held at 10 o'clock a.m. on Saturday at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home with burial in Victory Cemetery. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. on Friday, tomorrow, at the funeral home. Memorials may be made to the Hope Fellowship Church, and they will be accepted at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of arrangements. 81-year-old Johnsonville resident Ruth M. Willison died at 8:55 a.m. on Wednesday at Fairfield Memorial Hospital. She was a homemaker. Ruth Willison is survived by her husband, Ira Willison Jr., daughters Patty Molt and Linda Tucker, both of Fairfield, sister Bernetta Tubbs of Jeff, six grandchildren, and nine great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Ruth Willison will be held at 3 o'clock p.m. on Saturday at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home in Sisney. Burial will be in Johnsonville Cemetery. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. on Friday, tomorrow, at the funeral home. Memorial contributions may be given to the Comfort Room at Fairfield Memorial Hospital or the Johnsonville Raritan Club. They will be accepted at the Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home in Sisney, which is in charge of arrangements. 76-year-old East Peoria resident Jerdy E. Bullard died on Saturday. He worked for Caterpillar for over 30 years. Jerdy Bullard is survived by his children, Cheryl Wade and Jean Bullard, 4 grandchildren, and 6 great-grandchildren. Per his wishes, Jerdy Bullard was cremated, and a private service will be held at a later date. Schmidt-Haller Burial and Cremation Services in Peoria is in charge of arrangements. 92-year-old Albion resident Marvin H. Pete Roosevelt died Tuesday morning at Rest Haven Manor in Albion. He was a U.S. Army veteran. Pete Roosevelt is survived by his wife, Frances, son Phil Roosevelt of Albion, daughters Janice Shaw of Albion and Jeanette Lear of West Salem, 9 grandchildren, 15 great-grandchildren, and 1 great-great-grandchild. Funeral services for Pete Roosevelt will be held at 1 o'clock p.m. on Friday, tomorrow, at Nail's Funeral Home in Albion. A visitation will be held from 11 a.m. to service time. Burial will follow in Graceland Cemetery, with military rites provided by American Legion Post 590 and VFW Post 8222. Memorials can be made to the Edwards County senior citizens, and they will be accepted at Nail's Funeral Home in Albion, which is in charge of arrangements. 97-year-old Clay City resident Sarah Taylor died at 5:45 p.m. on Tuesday at Helia Healthcare Center in Olney. She attended the Shiloh Methodist Church. Sarah Taylor is survived by daughter Irma Benson of Noble, sons Ronald Taylor of Clay City, Charles Taylor of Centralia, and Paul Taylor of Albion, 21 grandchildren, 37 great-grandchildren, and 6 great-great-grandchildren. Graveside services for Sarah Taylor will be held at 12:30 p.m. on Saturday at Wells Cemetery. Those attending the service should go directly to the cemetery. There will be no visitation. Memorials may be given to the Diabetes Association or the American Cancer Society. They will be accepted at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home, which is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and go home the same day? What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and return to driving in 5 days? What if you could undergo a hysterectomy and return to most normal activities in 2 weeks? With Asbury and Associates, you can. Dr. David Asbury is the most experienced surgeon in Southern Illinois performing robotic hysterectomies using the Da Vinci robot. This state-of-the-art technology offers women many benefits over traditional surgery. This minimally invasive procedure requires only small incisions. You'll experience less pain and blood loss with fewer complications. Call Asbury and Associates to learn more about robotic hysterectomies using the Da Vinci robot. 618-244-4800 or visit our website, asburyandassociates.com. Asbury and Associates, with 4 locations in Southern Illinois to serve you. Asbury and Associates. 618-244-4800.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today. Sunny skies and a high of 60. Clear skies tonight with a low of 35 and partly sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 65. The outlook for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Mostly sunny skies on Saturday with a high of 70 and low of 45. It'll be partly cloudy on Sunday. Sunday, we expect a high of 72 and low of 55. And then showers are possible on Monday. Monday, we'll have a high of 68 with a low of 45.